You got 12 different shittos. In terms of the scorecard, how the various karbanos are brought.
Did you make copies for us who didn't get the attendant to the matzah?
Oh, you mean the change of the nusach of the matzah?
The new Rabbi Willig matzah version?
Well, didn't we have that article I gave out last week? You weren't here when I gave it out?
I wasn't here.
Oh. Then they gave me his back yesterday. Who else has one? Most you have one? You have one? That article I gave out last week?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. You would like to take it, so maybe make some extra copies. Is that a good clean copy or clean?
Yeah.
So maybe someone go down and get some more copies. Well, didn't we have that article I gave out last week? You weren't here when I gave it out?
I wasn't here.
Oh. Then they gave me his back yesterday. Who else has one? Most you have one? You have one? That article I gave out last week?
Yeah.
So let's see. You would like to take it, so maybe make some extra copies. Is that a good clean copy or clean?
Yeah.
So maybe someone go down and get some more copies. You have some extra copies. So you have the text. Go to the admission office, you don't mind. And that's an 8x14.
Right.
Make, who does not have a copy of this? No one has. So make 7 more copies.
What do you need?
8 more copies. Hey, 10 more copies. Make a minion. That's right.
All right,
they should work over there. Should have done it myself. I'm working. So we had 12 different opinions for those who don't actually make more copies of this too, but you can look on. I think at least we should be enough to go around to look on these charts we gave out yesterday. Let's pass it over for those who weren't here, or those who forgot. The machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Eliezer rather, as to when the korbanos were brought. Let's pass it again. We saw yesterday in the Rinyan of the Mishnah Lama, the days of an hour, on the first of the Mount of Premise yesterday, which tells us that the Korbanos Hayom is divided into 5 component parts. Part 2 and Part 4, and you know exactly what happened. Part 2 is the main Avodah Shem Kippurim, Ketores, Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Parent Sar in Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Parent Sar in the Hateful, and the Sar Mishtaleah. Those are the uniquely Avodah Shem HaKippurim, the Avodah Shem Bigdei Lavan, in what we call Act 2, the second tefillah. The Act 4, the fourth tefillah was simply the Osoas Kapu Machta, which removing the spoon and the shovel, the janitorial duties, cleaning up the Torah. That's it. That's clear. That's why this chart makes no mention of those things. That's obvious. There's no machlokas about that. But 1, 3, and 5 is very controversial. What happened in the first tefillah, the third tefillah, in the fifth tefillah. That's the mission discussed over here on the Ayin and Aleph. So the Gemara in the Lamed Beis is very sketchy. In the Lamed Beis, the Gemara says that the first tefillah had the Tumah Shel Shachar. The fifth tefillah, quite explicit, in the Gemara in the Lamed Beis of an Aleph, Yuma, had the Tumah Shel Bein Ho'arayim. Third tefillah had Elo ve'Elo. Fine. So you have 1, 2, 1. Okay? Tamid, Elo ve'Elo. This is the comparison plus with Yotzav, Osas, Olosov, Vasalasov, as recorded in Vayikra, in Akhenos. And the Tamid, although the Tamid is recorded in Bamidbar, but it's still found over here in the Mishnah, and the men, the writer out of the Gemara. But nothing is mentioned. All the Musafim are omitted. All the Musafim are omitted because Naflan Beis never not interested in Musafim. But given the general outline. Yeah. But this is generally important for one very critical reason. This Gemara proves that Rashi is right, but Rambam is wrong. That the Tumah Shel Shachar shall Abein Arbayim is the fifth Tevilah. Black and white. You have a Gemara? Those who only have a Mara, they have a Gemara too. There are some Gemaras still around, I think. No? Is that a Gemara? Is this a Gemara here? It should be. Whatever should have a Gemara. This is on the base of an Aleph. The Beferish Gemara that the fifth, that the Tumah Shel Bein is the fifth Tevilah. For those who have the chart, you look, not everyone agrees to that. There are a few zeros. The Rambam disagrees. Based on the Yerushalmi, disagrees. So the machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi should really follow the Bavli. That's pretty black and white over here. The all that was suffered are omitted. There are a total of how many kavanas mentioned over here? One, two, and one, like a total of four. There we know that there are three which are in the second tefila, the two serum and the par, a total of seven. These are nine. What are the nine? What's the nine? No. The par, the soyer, and the seven of musaf. We know exactly which nine are missing. We know precisely. But so the nine is that not a base, not talking about musaf. Not there are clients or anything. It's not musaf. So it's not there. Oh, so where is it? That's a dispute in that time. Lama Beis is the right time. It says that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Shiva's Kvot and Srimi Ben Eshana come after the Elo Ve'Elo. Makes perfect sense, the Gemara explains. Vayikra comes before Vamikra. So first you finish up whatever you can finish up with Vayikra. Do that first, right away. And then you sell Vamikra. Right? Makes sense. Rabbi Kiva says no. They came with the Kvot of Shabbat. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. If you have a copy, it's not the most copy. So, Penny, did I give you back yours? No. I'll give you this copy. You get my name on it. Just one for me at the end. I'll tell you. Okay. So, Rabbi Kiva the Pesach, what can you do? L'vad olasa boker asher olasa tamid. That Pesach tells us that the suffering, generally speaking, should come as close as possible to the Olas HaTamah, to the Tamah Shel Shachar, thank you very much, to the Tamah Shel Shachar. That's very important. So therefore he has removed the Musaf from up early. What's interesting, Rabbi Lezer Akiva speaks specifically about the Shiva Kvasim. They don't talk about the other Kabbana so explicitly. So where are they? Right? The Musaf, the Par and the Sawyer, they're mentioned at the end of the mission. The Gemara says, and here it's such an ambiguous mission. This is where all the problems start from this next line. The whole is one line on both sides that causes all the problems. It's only literally one line on the page. It starts with the word upar. Upar are all the sar and asa makuts, with two words now in parentheses. The grua quotes them out, tos quotes them out, cross them out. How you crave it, those words may not belong. In Tamash Rabbeinu Rabbi, that's the major problem. What does that mean? So the simple reading is, A, only Rabbi Akiva speaking. Rabbi Akiva is talking straight. Right? So it's the Tamash Rabbeinu or the Tamash Rabbeinu, the Par Beholder, the Sar Bechutz, Par Bechutz, those two Musafim, are with Tamash Rabbeinu Rabbi. That's Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, according to the simple chart. If you sell up your chart, that's Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, according to Rashi, the first chart, the first line, the Tav and the Shiva Kvasim are the first Tvila. Elo, Elo, Om, and Emura Chadison is the third Tvila. And Par, Sar, and Tav, and it's the fifth Tvila. Pashup chart. Pashup, you can't move from that Pashup chart. But the major problem is in the next line. After he goes up to take care of the it goes to the fifth field. What does it say? Nifnas the hak. There's the Torah. With a small chesed. What's blatantly missing? Tamash Rabbeinu Rabbi. Because that's where they belong. The page.
He then went.
He went. Okay.
He departed.
He departed. Okay. Hikdir. Here's the very important. Hikdir vehetiv hikriv v'nisei. What is this? The Torah. That Tavas Aneris. Takravat ha'evorim, and the Nisach Hayayim. I already discussed with you on Thursday, I believe it was, why did those between the five and the two? Correct? And at the Konanta, which you have, Mark, and at the Konanta, because it's in the bottom. At the Konanta, it says, Lifnim lehechal yichnas lehechal chomesh neros, and then what? La'akhtir Torres HaBoka, La'akhtir Shpein Eretz HaNesharos. And then Hikriv, the various Rosh Shevarim, etc. Right? And then it says, U'makhtir Minchas HaTamati Mishpata. Right? That's what it says in the Adha Kananta. He splits the five into two. If you recall, I'm not going to go into it now, but it's footnote 21 at the very beginning. I explain why I thought that you could say why the Yadav is together with excited and the Azara, the Masechta Yuma, and the Yom Kippur was necessary. So that's why you have to split the five and the two. Right? The Machnayodim is Magia in the Amit Kala to split five and two. He says, to put it over here, he says, Hated Kamish Neiris, and then Hitir Behated Shneiris. He adds a whole bunch of words, which I read in my mouth, but I don't say it anymore, ever since I try to be Miyashu with the Amit Kala. I told you, I'm Miyashu almost everything except for the time course. Right. Next one is very important. Ulas Kala Hishnim Oskaseir. Someone please translate that, give me all the translations, like every translation is long, all the fourth line. Pu'ulat kolil hishnim v'os kaseir. Thus, very good. Thus means nothing new. Thus means just summation of what came before. What does Oskar say? He was complete. That's very ambiguous. What means complete? He's really complete. What do you have? What's your thing for?
Thus.
Same one. What do you have there? You have Oskar. Okay, whatever it is. This is a very ambiguous line. What does this mean? Is it something new? Or is it just a summation of what he did until now? Can't tell exactly. Keep that in mind. Right. Parish is sad, love and love very shown. Parvi by Kodesh Shom, Kidesh and Pasha. This is now the second Svila. Pasha is Tavel, the second Svila. Levon and Ot the Kidesh. But you keep noticing that the Kidesh comes, the second Kidesh comes after you get dressed. We saw the Gemara in the Tzachah Yuma. The second Kiddush is after you dress. The first Kiddush is when? Before you undress. Both Kiddushim are done with your clothes on. Bottom line. Okay? One before you undress. Right. Yilusim Erika Manu Shmona Asa Uru of the Shara Shem Nanas Kavod Parah Musa Bin Ulam Azbeah Pan of Yonah Burosh and Negev Bukam Zol Mishnayim Zin Yuma Pogash and Samach Yadah Arosha Pashav Hoda Vukuba Lotama is the first Vigi coming up. And this is the Kafe of Omer, you know. Ona Hashem is the Mishnayas, the Tals, the Vitra, the Vaisi. Ona, I have Basha. What do you have? Basha or Hashem?
Basha.
Basha. Basha. Basha. Basha. Basha. Basha. Basha. Basha. Basha. Right? Not like the Mishnah. We may point down a little bit further. We have a different order. We may as well have this. Kapan ala hatoim, I have Basha. Kapan ala hatoim, la vonas, the Pshom, the Tals, 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 okay, the Baruch Shem. The Av. With me? After you have discovered the Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, the Toru, the Tov, the Tuf, the Agor, the Orera, the Mechav, the Salah, the Ish Chassidah, only Aaron and his family. That's the first beauty going on. Right. Tzadi. Tzadi stuff. So are the other people in the Hazar. Senet, Irim, Stom, or Shom, Stom, Mehom, you have Shem or Sam?
Shem.
Mine says Sam, but I'm used to saying Shem in the Asmol. She says Shem, right?
Shem.
It's there, type over here. Smoothin, Abuyim, Shav, and the Torah. There's all Mishnayas in Yuma. Sogon, the Kagar, and the Torah, the Teyub, Chaloshim, the Torah, the Elab, the Kalfi. Sarah, the Gil, and the Shem, the Tzuk. Soach, the Chorom, Hashem, Chatas. In Atakorada, what is there? We mentioned this yesterday. Vakonim, Vaom, Shonim, Bazar. Right? The next is the fourth Vakonim. After the see it, right there, after Kanata, we don't have it. Okay. Sos of Anulov, Berachas Hashem, Seven, the Horus Kasha, the Rosh Hashem, put a red thread, which was turned white. Tigosa, even in Negaveh Shiluach, Solach, as well as the Torah Shanis, Sachan, Mateus, and Kirtadid. Now, Otosi, Ovisi, Poshatu, the Fonefa, Andi, Ubesi, Uvne, Aaron, after the Shem. Second really, even for the Kohen, for all the Kohanim, the Kufiyah, the Kibbutz, the Machlokes, it's incidentally includes all the Kohanim. And what is the conclusion? After the Skavah, the Tabatuk, the Agadah, the Soleah, the Shevet, the Shur, Sechah. Now the Aaron Kohen itself is the whole Shevet as well. Up to the Kuf. With me? Kof, Machelet, to the end, that's more technical, you got it. Kof, Machelet, Chazah, Shchotah, Sechah, found the Shepherd. The power of the two be doing. He will dive in the Zukum Son of the Lars. We shall call you not at Esa Dayak, for who even he saw that Zikot, the poem. Kaho Hashal Sikos, the Machat Parvayim, while the guy is spinning, stirring the blood, he takes his coals and his bites into the new Kodesh HaKodesh. Kala v'yelad racha ruchas yad. Chod al esof ha shloshot kabin kecholim. Kevel al bodh v'kudush as dakar. Kol al kachof ha meirik esof bodh. He has it in one of the spoon and one of the pan. Kopat machta v'yimin v'bodh v'smol. Because it was heavier. He put the shovel with the coal in his right hand and the spoon with the spice in his left hand. Kish tzadu the parchas kerev tzabadit. Torah stum in name of the ishen v'yotza. Shut, he walked out. There's a big smoke and he walked out. Rage. Roll in the Moritz Menonel, that took the blood away from the one who was stirring it. Retev v'nichnas kambein shodai, went back again. Retev v'azoyah kolol into the minyan. Rumala achas amat ha-shev, and kacha yamonim, right? Achas amat ha-shev. This is what we call yet in the mission. Right? Rot v'nipo, but kan, put it down. V'shochat tzoyer. Retev v'kibol gomo v'agam kodesh, and the kamakawa was out. Riga v'omim v'okom v'yud orom. Retev v'azoyah samas ha-pa, v'kacha yamonim, again achas ha-shev. It's the bolt of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Right, it's still the rages. Ro'at v'nicho v'dam pornozo. Ragla v'heirit v'sog kut levoz doles. When out of the outside of the bodeles. Kibbila l'chema parokas, right? Ritme parokas yaz kamishmas kaporas. What belongs after the word kaporas? The tafe yamon. See, not the kanan, the third one. Right. Rogash v'shina v'hizah v'dam. So what comes again now? Again tafe yamon. It's four times. That's how we say it's mashal. Four times. Right? Three, four times. Probably a mistake. Right, up to the shins. Shins. Shav v'lolam v'kite v'tveach sabur. He mixed them in the blood and he put on the tveach. So here's the big mistake.
Did he skip the shah?
No, the two more put up in.
We have
one out there. Yeah, but the yetesh I'm only three. That's not crazy. If you have two, you can at least begin to understand. Three? Completely for sugar. It has to be four. There's one. Anyway, I thought
that. So you like the one after the race, or?
You have to one after the race, right? And there's one more. Right before the word Rogash. There's be another one. Right, total of four. We saw the parish commission yesterday. Now here's the big mistake. Sheva al Toro, who will be part of our, against the Pesukim in Chumash, against the Mishnah. What should it be?